I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1241. Hurry up and slow down. This doesn't happen all the time, but it happened to me a couple weeks ago. I had just pulled in the church parking lot on a Saturday afternoon. I was gathering my stuff in the seat and getting ready to get out of the car and head into the church to prepare for the Saturday night service and the two services coming up on Sunday. Now, there's always a lot on my mind as I head into the weekend of leading and preaching and being with people. But that Saturday, as I stepped out of the car, the Lord impressed upon me this word: Tim, will you walk slowly with me? That was it. Now, I wasn't thinking, I need a word from the Lord. But there it was. Will you walk slowly with me? I said out loud as I de-accelerated my pace and headed to the church building, yes, Jesus, I will walk slowly with you. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments: to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love those that God puts before us, not in a rush, but in righteousness. Haste makes what? Well, I'll tell you what it doesn't make. Haste doesn't make holy. As Dallas Willard told a busy pastor named John Ortberg, you need to ruthlessly eliminate hurry from your life. Jay Adams wrote, a friend of mine, a distinguished explorer who spent a couple of years among the natives in Upper Amazon, once attempted to forge a march through the jungle. The party made extraordinary speed for the first 2 days, but on the third morning, when it was time to start, my friend found all of those who lived in that area sitting on their haunches, looking very solemn, and making no preparation to leave. They're waiting, the chief explained to my friend. They can't move farther until their souls have caught up with their bodies. Wow. In our culture, we have a different problem. We don't know how to hurry up and slow down. Phillips Brooks, a noted New England pastor, was irritably pacing his study one day, and a friend said, what's the trouble, Phillips? He said, the trouble is, I'm in a hurry, but God isn't. You know what hurry does to us? Hurry makes us anxious. Hurry makes us make poor decisions. Hurry misses the person and potential that God's put right in front of our eyes. In the Message version in Isaiah 26:8, it says, we're in no hurry, God. We're content to linger in the path, signpost with your decisions. Who you are and what you've done are all we'll ever want. You know, there's a term for not slowing down today. It's called hurry sickness. You can Google it. Hurry sickness is a behavior pattern characterized by a continual sense of rushing and anxiousness, an overwhelming and constant sense of urgency. Now, I'm here to tell you, if that's you, it's time to hurry up and slow down. Nothing is as urgent as you think it is. And if it is, you've given it too much power in your life. The antidote is to intentionally, and I say intentionally because the world will just continue to push and pull you along at a faster and faster pace. So the antidote is to intentionally slow down. Walk slower. Grab a book on Sabbath. Slowly read it. Start doing it. Let me just recommend a couple right now. The Sabbath by Abraham Herschel, Sabbath by Dan Allender, Sabbath by Wayne Mueller, and my favorite, Subversive Sabbath by A.J. Swoboda. Here's the great question. Is your life going too fast? And if it were, how would you know it? What would be the signs? Let's pray. Lord, grant me the serenity to slow down amidst life's rush, to embrace each moment as sacred, a gift to cherish and touch. Help me to love the people before me with care and compassion, seeing the beauty in their souls, understanding their burdens that they bear. Guide me to release worries that steal my joy and peace, embracing grace and patience, letting judgment cease. May I savor every instant, mindful and aware, with your presence beside me, that each step I'll tread, I'll slow down and love deeper. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1242. In the meantime, I'm not sure where Jesus and I are going, but I know we're going to go there slowly. The invitation by Jesus to walk with Jesus is stunning and beautiful. And he told me it's about pace, not race. Yes, Lord, help all of us to hurry up and slow down.